Okay, just here in order to discuss with you today in regards to the informal conference meeting we're having today in regards to a summons that was served to you to provide documentation to complete and file your tax returns for the tax years 1998, 1999, and 2000. Are you prepared to do that today?
Before we do that, would you guys introduce yourself on the record?
My name is Mike Hawkins.
My name is Bill Martin.
Bill Martin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My name is Kelly Hughes.
Okay.
My name is Jack Wilson. I'm acting group manager for Group 2600, Internal Revenue Service, Southeast Office, Houston, Texas. Could we have the purpose for your three gentlemen being here as well as your names?
They are here to give me advice and keep me on track if I do get off track of pertinent matters, and that's basically it.
Okay.
They're familiar with me, and they're familiar with my case.
All right. Are any of the gentlemen here attorneys or CPAs?
No, they're my counsel. Okay. Before we address your question, Ms. Monahan, let's get the subject of summonses out of the way, because it's quite evident from the letter that I received the other day there's some confusion about my response to the summons of October the 11th. Now, I did contact you, did I not? And we did reschedule that. That is on the record.
You came into the office, but you were not prepared to provide any financial information that would allow you to prepare a tax return, allow me to prepare a tax return for you.
That was October the 22nd, Ms. Monahan.
Okay,
October the 11th, I called you 30 minutes ahead of the thing and informed you I was bringing counsel and a recorder.
That's correct.
That is true. So there's no discussion or dissension that happened.
But you did not show. We postponed that meeting because you did not give me
right.
10 days notice that you were going to record the meeting.
I did ask you specifically, would you be reissuing the summons, and your specific words was no, that you would merely extend the one on record.
That's correct.
Okay, and I am here today, December the 11th, in response to the summons that was sent to me via Ms. Marilyn Ames.
Okay.
Special assistant.
Okay.
Now, what question did you have?
My question today is, are you prepared to provide information, or do you have the tax returns prepared for the prior years that I've requested?
Well, I'm prepared to cooperate, and I'm prepared to answer in any way that I can legitimately, but my question would be, what tax returns?
Tax returns for 1998, 1999, and 2000.
Specifically?
Individual income tax returns.
Individual income tax returns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to object to the form of question there. Under Hegelman versus Supreme Court and U.S. versus Doe, the 11th Circuit Court in decision U.S. Versus Argamanas, the question is impossible to legally answer.
Okay.
I will answer specific questions.
Okay, Mr. White, I have one specific question for you.
Yes.
There's an Internal Revenue Form 1040, whether you agree with its validity or not. It is a requirement that you file that form. Do you have any 1040 forms prepared for the years in question as we sit here today?
My response specifically is I have no income regarding alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. So why would I submit a 1040?
Do you have any income information that you're willing to give Ms. Monahan today so that she can prepare the Internal Revenue Form 1040 for you today?
Which income? What income?
We're not here to discuss these terms with you today, Mr. White. Your summons was very clear. The letter you got in the mail was very clear. The purpose of this meeting, the rhetoric that you wish to discuss with us has been discussed for years with various and sundry people. That's not our purpose today. If you do not wish to comply with your summons today, you're going to be given an opportunity to stand before a federal magistrate and have a discussion with him about federal tax law. And I'm sure that he will be glad to enter into this banter with you and give you sites and tax law out the gazoo, if that's what you want. But our purpose today is single. We want the returns, or we want the information to prepare the returns, and if you're not here willing to do that, then this meeting is adjourned.
I'm trying to help. I'm trying
Do you have those forms, or do you have the information?
What income?
Mr. White, answer my question, yes or no. Do you have tax forms 1040s prepared today for 1998, 1999, 2000 to give to Ms. Monahan?
I'll answer your question if you'll answer mine. What income?
Okay. Income aside, you're aware of a form. In your box there, do you have a form 1040 prepared to hand to Ms. Monahan?
I don't choose to say right now at this point.
Okay. In your box right there, do you have information that would allow Ms. Monahan to prepare an Internal Revenue Form 1040 for you for those years?
I just choose not to answer that.
Then this meeting is adjourned. We
just for the record, there's a brown box with George White books and records present. He refuses to tell us if there's a 1040 tax return in there, or he refused to provide any documentation that would indicate that he has any income to place a valid tax return for those years.
Doesn't he have a right to ask for the authorization for you to see?
We've given that information. This meeting is adjourned, gentlemen.
Turn on rubber code 46.
Wait a minute. I don't understand. You're saying it's adjourned, and you're still putting stuff on the record. Now, which is it?
You have recorders running. As long as those recorders are running,
then the meeting is not adjourned.
No, the meeting is adjourned. So would you please turn off your recorder and exit the doors, please. Thank you.
Can we reschedule another one?
No.
This was his last chance meeting as per the letter that he got from district council.
And you said earlier that it was required for him, a 1040 is required in his situation?
By the way, you have taken my income, the fruits of my labor, illegally, with your assessment of notice of levy. I do not intend to let that slide.
I don't intend to have those discussions with you. He will get an opportunity to, and you gentlemen can go with it when he goes down and talk to the federal magistrate. And he's much more prepared to talk to you about that than I am.
That seems odd, doesn't it? Why would he be on your payroll and more at
facile
with the rules and regulations of
you?
Why can't you?
Because I choose not to.
But the publication wants that.
That's your fault.
To answer our question.
Excuse me.
Okay, this meeting is adjourned. Gentlemen, would you wrap up your equipment and exit the building, please?
This is my meeting. I've requested the summons, and I feel like it's being disrupted now. I'd like for everyone to leave, please.
Is that right, George? Is this our meeting or your meeting?
I'm not really sure.
Okay.
Meeting is adjourned.
The last time it was voluntary.
Please cut the recorders, and we will all exit the doors.
Last time it was mandatory. I'd